WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'm giving away the Raven Scratch-Offs. We're going to get those scratch and sniffs, the gingerbreads and the peppermints in a couple of weeks, but I've got like a dozen Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops out. We're going to be over at Gertrude's at the BMA with Dan Rodericks later this month. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at Fadley's. We're going to be at Pappas. We're going to be at Costas. We're also going to be, I don't know where we're going to be, but I know where this guy's going to be. This guy comes on all the time. We talk MMA, and he's got a promotion. It's out on the West Coast where he played a little bit of football back in the day. But he is a Marylander. He is he's no stranger to the Crab Cake, certainly no stranger to College Park and the Maryland program. We welcome back one of our defending champions for his Lights Out promotion, which is right here, right now. We welcome Sean Merriman back to the program. Dude, you're not even on the West Coast. Like, you're like back on East Coast time talking to me right now, right?
I am. And that 3 hours hurt, right? Because, typically I wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning. And so when you're on the East Coast, you lose those, kind of 3 hours. So now you're waking up at, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. But, it's good, man. I get a chance to come back here a couple times a year. One, obviously, as you said, the co-drive. But more importantly, man, my family's still there in PG County, in the Washington, D.C. area. I get a chance to come back and see the guys on the team and see some of my former teammates. So, this time of year is always pretty fun for me.
Well, you're getting a crab cake with me. You better come north out of PG County. By the way, if I call it PG County, they all get pissed off. Prince George's County. And I feel like you're not one of those guys, though, right?
I am. I'm absolutely not. And I still say PG County myself. I mean, I think that you got to move with the times, right?
I just say people to call the DMV, and I'm like, if you call it DMV, I can say PG County, right?
Yeah, and when I'm on the West Coast, you say DMV, right? They automatically think we're going to get a new license or something, right?
It's right.
They don't understand.
It's regional. Well, yep. I mean, your thing that you've been doing 21 years, am I right in saying that?
Yep, 21.
Give everybody the background on this because, I mean, it's just such a compelling story. I don't think you can tell it enough. And 21 times, I think you've been on here 15 of the 21 times talking about it with Glenn back in the day. But you're coming in to Penn State. It's a co-drive. And damn, Sean, you got off the plane, dude. We had frost this morning, first time. It's been nice here. It's been kind of okay. But the co-drive really speaks to it's getting cold, man, and people need help.
It did. And I tell you, man, when I stepped off the plane late last night, when I landed, that cold hit my face for the first time. I very well remember how important this cold drive is. And as you said, man, 21 years, it's my 21st annual coming up. We've collected over 33,000 coats in these 21 years, man. And it's really to the people that came out. So you guys, if anybody's committed to that Maryland Penn State football game this Saturday, I'll be collecting coats at 10 a.m. in the morning at one of the entrances of the Maryland Stadium. And this is important to me, man. I grew up here in Prince George's County, right? I'm going to say Prince George's County with us. We spent some time being homeless. We lost our home to a fire. So me, my mom, and my sister, we went through the gamut, man, slept in back of the cars and shelters and government, food stamps, everything. And
Talk about that matter-of-factly right now. Like, you know what I mean? This point in your life. I mean, you just say it, and, like, I have to think if that were 5 minutes of my life, that would be 5 minutes too much, 5 minutes more than I personally had in my life.
Yeah, and, for me, the reason why this is so important, because there's a lot of people out here that need that help. These type of things wasn't around when I came up in, the 90s here in Prince George's County and in Washington, D.C. area. These things wasn't available. And I always said, look, man, if I got in a position to help somebody out so they didn't feel the way I felt that I would, to be quite honest, when I first did it my sophomore year at the University of Maryland, I didn't expect to get more than 100, 200 coats. I would have been more than happy. That's 100 people that's warmer, right, in the winter. We got almost 3,000 coats my first year out. And so at that point in time, I knew that we had something that people cared. People had old coats, warm gloves, sweaters, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats that they wasn't wearing, right? And this in the back of your closet. So, let's help some people out, man. I think this one's going to be really big this year. And then more importantly, man, a lot of the guys who I didn't play with, right, Stephon Diggs, Torrey Smith, a lot of the former Terps, the guys I played with is kind of reposting, putting it back out there. That's why this thing has been going 21 years, man. I show up, I take a flight, I do, I got the opportunity to jump on, do media hits and stuff like that, tell people about it. But more importantly, man, it's the people that's been behind this thing for 21 years. That's why I'm able to do it for so long.
You know, I did a lot of Tony Robbins stuff in my life, and firewalks and a week of, lockdown. The word that always comes to me is abundance, abundance, right? Like you have, quite frankly, shit in the closet. You know what I mean? Just stuff that you're not going to wear anymore, that you don't need anymore. And I work with Goodwill. We have done coat drives. We've done food drives. I'm so proud of our charity work. Matter of fact, it's number 23. I want to give a shout out to Curio Wellness for giving me a tour of their grow facility. I'm going to have Wendy on next week. But they are sponsoring my 25th anniversary, a little cupcake here. And so many of the charity things we've done, but you see how it activates your audience and that. You know, we think we live in this awful world and everybody's out for themselves and stuff, but I've seen too much of this, right? And you have too, that we all have in our audience, we all have something we have that's abundant, something we have a little $5, an extra bottle of water, and we're at the, it's 100 degrees out and you're at the red light and somebody's hungry, you give them a bottle, whatever it is, abundance. But the jacket thing, this time of year, the first time you get cold, you think, got 50 jackets in there, man. I got five I ain't worn since Merriman was in high school. Right?
No, it's the truth, and it's the truth. And more importantly, man, I think that outside of you just getting rid of junk or getting rid of stuff in your closet that you don't deem as new anymore, or you don't wear, there's somebody out there you're going to keep warm, right? It's somebody out there you're going to save their life. And I remember vaguely, we had years when it got really cold here, the blizzards and everything else, where homeless people are dying because they were being moved off of the vents, right, in the city in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. area. They were dying. And so that resonated with me. That did something to me where I said, man, these coats that people are bringing, this is actually saving lives, right? And outside of that, man, we're going to be donating to the vets, right? And Make Vets, as we always partner with, it's there right there in Baltimore. So I've always been a big advocate, man, of helping out our military and taking care of them, because truthfully, I just don't think this country do enough for our veterans, for our military. And so it always brings me great pleasure, man, to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
I got the folks from McVet coming on next week, as a matter of fact. They come on once a year as well. Sean Merriman is here, Lights Out, and MMA, and the one-time San Diego Chargers that I remember, and the Lightning Bolt and all that stuff. And we'll get to some Lamar. We'll talk some football and whatnot. The last question on this part of it, though, what was the real seed? Was this somebody you dreamed it up in the middle of the night? Why coats? Why then? Back when you were a kid, man, right?
I was there was one, I would think it was the blizzard of like 96 or 98. I can't remember which year it was. It was like one of those blizzards where it was probably one of the worst we've ever had. Blizzard 96, 98. Me and my sister, we were outside, and I remember putting on two or three sweatshirts. We had socks on our hands, right, because we couldn't afford gloves, and we were outside. Man, I said, man, this sucks. This really sucks. And I remember we had a my first time being in a big football game. We had Georgia Tech on ESPN. It was my first time getting in the game. I had a big hit, and that's when I kind of got on the national platform. And I remember doing my big interviews and stuff like that. And then it was some of the guys in the locker room that remembered my story from high school. And I said, man, you know what? Because I, obviously being in Prince George's County growing up, and some of the same reporters, some of the same writers. From the Washington Post, Baltimore Sun, it was in there. They brought up the story about how I grew up, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to be able to do something this year. And I just mentioned it, and I had no idea that it was going to unfold the way it did. That was the
You
first
said
time
do
I.
something. Was it coats or just something? You didn't
It
know what
was
was going to be.
it was some kind of charity, some kind of food drive, coat drive, clothes drive. It was something that I was going to do, and I just remember that day, that blizzard that we had in like 96 or 98, how cold it was. And I said, you know what? It's cold.
It's
And
coats.
it's been around for 21 years. So.
Well, get down to Maryland on Saturday, and I guess this is the part we talk about the football team a little bit and about locks and about look, the game's changed so much. It's NIL thing. I don't really understand it as well. And I mean, I saw Bob Knight die this week. People were asking me about that because I've covered sports for 39 years, and I'm like, that part of the game. And I saw Gary, John Feinstein, all of that. Like that part of sports and your part of sports, even it's a different world now. It really, really is.
It is, man. I've always thought that something should be in place for the athletes in college to get taken care of. I've always thought that from decades, I've thought that something should be in place to take care of guys. What I'm seeing now is kind of more the Wild Wild West, right? It's like when crypto first came out, there was no government about it. It's just it was like the Wild Wild West. People trading, sending, stealing, it was
people
so
hate
crazy.
Oversight politically, and I do a lot of political. When there's no oversight, there is shenanigans. There's stuff that you cannot tolerate. There's lack of integrity. There really is.
Yeah, and I started to see, you're starting to see infractions now come down on universities, players, agents, companies, right? Misrepresentation. There's going to be a lot of stuff happens here, and it's the Wild Wild West because you have these companies just coming and throwing money at guys to go to certain schools. You'll see guys jumping the transfer portal, not even getting picked up to school. Like, it's crazy right now. And there has to be some kind of cap, right? There has to be some kind of cap because you got to think these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, and I still call them kids because you haven't hit that adult responsibility yet. You got people around you. You don't even know what the hell you're doing just yet, right? So I couldn't even imagine me coming from where I came from. I came from nothing. And so throwing me $500,000 at 18, 19 years old, I've never seen that. But you have all these people around you that's monitoring it with their hands in your pocket, trying to tell you what to do, and not necessarily the best decision for the student, for the kid, for the player. And so I think that at some point in time, they're going to start cleaning it up. They're going to start putting cap and limitations on what can happen because it's going to get so much out of hand that it's going to disrupt the function of a team. I just seen the other day, I read something about Caleb Williams possibly sitting out the rest of the year because he's not going to win the Heisman and they're not going, any further. And I'm sitting around like, what? But it's the mentality of the NIL deal being in place of why everybody else saying, hey, he's already making a couple million dollars this year. Why play? Well, you should play because you got a damn team. You got teammates. You got guys that are depending on you for their future, possibly in the NFL or, finish up their collegiate, career in a positive way. And you got people out here sitting saying, hey, you got nothing else to gain here. Why don't you sit down and not play anymore? That's the mentality that's going on. And it will ruin college sports if it gets any worse.
I was at I was in Vegas last week seeing you too, and I was sitting at a bar just listening to conversation next to me. The guy was trying to explain to his wife load management in the NBA, and I'm thinking to myself, I like trying to understand the mind of a 19-year-old kid who's got the money in the bank and saying, I'm not going to damage this property before I get to the NFL. We went through this last offseason with Lamar because was Lamar going to come back? Was he making a business decision? He didn't even get on the plane for the playoff game. And then like, well, maybe that'll piss the Ravens off. No, they gave him $260 million. There's no – and now they're trying to have him run less. Sean, I want to talk to you about Lamar and about the Ravens and about the league at this point and where we are because we're 6-2 here and – Lamar plays these NFC teams and they can't really scheme for him and they don't really have a scout team sort of likeness in a lot of cases and they're not ready for it even 5 years later. And I think some of these young defensive players see this in college, they see it in high school, and they get to the pros and it's just Lamar still confounds teams and he's still special, right?
No question about it. And the thing is right now what the Ravens have going on, in my opinion, the biggest attribute they have is momentum. Right. They're playing like they got everybody on their heels. And I'm watching the Lions game and that RPO action was working so much. The run game was working so much that now he started to show that action like he was going to run and then throw it to his tight end. Right. But you just don't know what these guys are going to do because now they got two capable wide receivers. They got a tight end. They're running, they're running the ball pretty much effectively. They're blocking well. They're playing great defense right now. This is a very, very dangerous team. I mean, what they did to the Lions, who also is a very good and dangerous team. We just saw them, the other night. So we know how good the Lions are. Look what they did to the Lions. So right now, I think the biggest attribute for the Ravens is they're playing with momentum. You have no idea how these guys are going to beat you week in and week out. And if they keep it up, man, and keep Lamar healthy, that is going to always be the biggest question mark about how far they go is how the health of Lamar. If he stays healthy, it's no doubt in my mind that they're going to have success somewhere deep in the playoffs.
Sean Merriman is here. Bring him a coat on Saturday before the Penn State game. He'll be there at 10 a.m. collecting coats down at the Bird. I still call it Bird Stadium, and I still call it Cole Fieldhouse, even though it hadn't been that in forever. defensively in Roquan, and a year ago this week, literally, the Ravens and Eric DaCosta decided to have a heart transplant on defense. And I guess they figured out Patrick Queen would move over and play his ass off and go get paid somewhere else. It's probably going to happen. Madubuike is going to get paid. It looks like Geno Stone's going to get paid. Lamar's got all the money. And we all sort of know what happens when your quarterback has 20-21% of the cap. You start to lose players in free agency, and then your draft picks have to work out. But this Roquan Smith acquisition, you say any of these trades this week, do they matter at all? Well, they might have mattered last year had Lamar stayed healthy. Roquan Smith's the best player on the team, and that's no disrespect to Lamar. He's just every single play. It's the closest thing I've seen to 52, and the game's played differently. And I know you see the game differently, too, that a linebacker could have this kind of impact on a locker room.
I think that's the biggest thing. Roquan, outside the Ravens making a smart move, it almost show how dumb the Bears are, right?
I mean, yeah.
You let a guy out like that out your locker room. I mean, he is a staple of anybody's defense. And you're right, the game has changed where it's not as physical, right? The physicality has gone down. You got a lot of guys who can't play all three or four downs, right? They got to come off the field. This dude is around the football all the time indirectly. He's the closest thing to a quarterback to that defense. And you're right, Lamar is great, but he's such a staple, not only of that defense, but of that team. I saw Humphreys and some of these other guys, who kind of just talking about him in the media. They're talking about him like he is the next coming of Ray. Now, I don't do the player comparisons much. I hate that. I remember my couple good years, they compared me to Junior Seau, and I'm like, dude, Junior Seau played 20 years. He went to 10, 11 straight Pro Bowls. Like, relax, right? I like anybody compared to Ray. Ray was obviously a mentor of mine. But when you're talking about what his capabilities are, what he's doing for that team right now, is what Ray did, right? Ray made everybody around him better. Roquan Smith is making everybody else around him better. That front seven is playing the way they are because of his capabilities and his leadership. And so when you're talking about, yes, Lamar's got the money. He is the franchise. He's the face of the organization. But who keep that team together is Roquan.
Well, and when I do out-of-town radio and stuff, they want to talk Lamar, and I'm like, better talk about the linebacker and what it's meant, because I've seen the difference. It's going to get Mike McDonald a job. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And then the sort of the other part of it, for they would have to really be bad to get a player that good. I think to myself, the Ravens don't pick in the top eight, never. They had Ronnie Stanley last time when Flacco got hurt, but they never stink bad enough to get a player like that. And a player like that, to your point, never hits the street in free agency. To fly in under radar and make a trade and say, we'll pay you. And they might have paid C.J. Mosley at one point too. But I think the Ravens have really seen incredible value in the middle of the field.
No doubt about it. And two, we always talk about the passing of the torch, right? When you got great players in certain positions or whatnot. I love the interview that him and Ray had, the sit down when they were watching film. Like, I love that because that's what the game is about. And when you got a stamp of approval from somebody like Ray, who's done for that organization for so long, and you got the stamp, they're not – and Ray, and he's been – Ray's not coming to put a stamp on anybody, kind of passing the torch type of deal, unless they are the real deal. And so I think going forward, man, he's such a centerpiece of what they're doing and what they're building. I know that Lamar has the money, but at some point in time, you have to start recognizing what they've done on that defense side of the ball, how important Roquan is to what's going on. He is the backbone, not of that defense, of that team. That's how much he means to that organization, man. So I love it because the game is kind of, turned to the quarterback and offense and everything like that. So when you have somebody that kind of take the focal point off of what the NFL is trying to push, who they're trying to get behind, and he's so good that you can't deny what he's doing, that's what I love about it the most, man. We're conditioned now to talk offense, talk quarterback, talk wide receiver on the offensive side of the ball. He's so good, you can't turn your head.
Well, I knew I'd have no problem getting you to talk about defense with me. Sean Merriman here joining us. Lights out. Little MMA. Give me on the way out the door here, what's going on with your promotions? Because that's usually the front door of what you're doing. Because beyond all this football and charity and PG, Prince George's County, I mean, you're really an entrepreneur in a space, right?
Yeah. We got a huge fight coming up November 18th. We'll be in Long Beach, but we'll be live on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. It's cool for me because we climbed into the top five, top seven on Fubo Sports, most watched all time by international soccer. So, you know, that's a big deal. You know, we're showing internationally now and showing the growth. We got fighters calling from all over the country trying to get on cards now, which is really cool for us.
It's
so,
not
yeah,
really like regional anymore because of the internet, right? I mean, it's global, really, MMA, right?
Yeah, it's definitely global. We're showing in Canada, France, and Spain, and we're opening up some new regions here shortly. So, it's chaotic. Don't get me wrong. It's chaotic as hell behind the scenes and how crazy it is. But this is such a great space, man, because it's only up from here. You know, we got a great product. So Lights Out Extreme Fighting 12, big fight November 18th. We'll be live on Fubo, 6 p.m. Pacific. And so if you guys don't have Fubo, get it. We got a couple guys on this card that's going to end up in the UFC in the next fight or two. So you guys, you know, make sure you watch us and just sit in front of the TV because this one's going to be a good one.
Chargers all right or no? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, but what's all right, right? I mean, you know, before the season started, you look on paper and you would say this is a Super Bowl contending team. Obviously, Mike Williams went down with that knee injury, so you can't really put too much emphasis. Injuries happen. I just think that, you know, the Bears were bad. I was there at the game. Bears are a bad team, so I'm not going to put too much of a stamp. But what I will say is I saw something out of them that I haven't seen the last couple of games, and I saw them guys playing with passion. I saw them playing with emotion. So I saw that. There is a spark there that these guys can go out and get it done. I want to see that happen against, you know, the Jets, right? Jets got a great defense coming up. They got, you know, they're playing great right now. So I want to see that same attitude, that same passion, same emotion they had against the Bears, and let's see what they do against the Jets. And then I would have more of an idea of what the rest of the season is going to look like. But when you got guys like Justin Herbert, man, and Austin Eckler, and Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, Kenneth Murray's playing great right now. I just can't see them, not turning this thing around and having a successful season.
Khalil Mack, another guy the Bears let go.
No, they're notorious. Let's get rid of all of our best guys and let's go have them somewhere else. I mean, Khalil Mack, he had a great game against the Bears. It's nothing like playing your former team. You know, he had five or six sacks against the Raiders, and he for sure lit the Bears up. So thank you, Bears, for letting go all your great players. The Ravens and the Chargers, thank you.
Sean Merriman, thanks you for bringing us some coats as well. He'll be there at 10 a.m. down in College Park. Terps, Penn State. I'll leave you alone on the Terps and Penn State because it makes me sick when we lose to these other schools, and it's been like a weird last couple of weeks as well. So hats off to Loxley. Fight hard this week against Penn State. Don't give the Penn State people in my life. There's too many of them. Don't give them any more fodder. I can't take it. Sean, good luck with everything. Keep up the great work, man. Appreciate you.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
Good community, man. Sean Merriman, lights out, and bringing the coats in on Saturday morning down at Penn State in College Park. I am Nestor. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We have these Raven Scratch-Offs we'll be giving away. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 5 years, 0% financing. And, of course, our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.